Our reading today is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20, and it will be read by Anne Everett. Anne, over to you for our reading.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Christmas to you. This morning's reading is from Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Anne, very much. The truth is, we've been short on good news this year. I guess the first sort of hint of good news was the vaccine beginning to be rolled out and agreed, and others on the way. But the truth is that this year has been pretty short on good news. Whether it's looking at those whom we've loved and lost, whether it's looking at those in financial difficulty with jobs, whether it's the very difficult decisions that many people have been having to make this week, year, there has been a shortage of good news. But the great news is that Christmas brings us the best news of all time. And we hear that from the very end of our reading. The shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they have been told. There's an amazing truth that in this simple story of a baby's birth, there is good news that transforms everything. And we know that to be the case because this good news is announced spectacularly. It's announced because God announces it. And he uses various means to communicate the good news. The first is actually that God made promises in the Old Testament, and we see that they're beginning to be fulfilled. Verse 4, so Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. Now, God had promised in the Old Testament that the Messiah, the rescuer, he would come and be born in Bethlehem. And as Quirinius, the governor of Syria, is on the there, and as Caesar Augustus issues the decree, the baby Jesus in his mother's womb is moved to Bethlehem for his birth. Jesus announced this, God announced the birth of Jesus many years before it happened. And this good news God announces, and we can hear that good news even today. God made promises that this was going to happen. And so in Bethlehem, we hear, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, verse 6, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. But having announced the news previously in promises that are fulfilled in this story, we see that secondly, God announced the news by sending angels. And they were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Here we have angels, God's messengers, appearing to the shepherds. And as the angel arrives, he makes sure that the shepherds know that the coming of Jesus was good news. The Saviour has been born. The Rescuer has been born. The Lord has been born. This is such an amazing thing, that as the shepherds, who were not well regarded, as they hear that amazing news from the angels, they are amazed. Well, first of all, actually, they're terrified, and I think I would be too. But having been terrified, as they listen, they hear this is good news. And notice what the angel says. This will cause great joy for all the people. The coming of the Messiah, the coming of Jesus, is to be a cause of joy for all people. That's why it's good news. If we understand that God enters our world to engage with us so that we will see what he is like, when we take that on board, that is just stunningly good news. And if one angel wasn't enough, suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace on those to whom his favour rests." God announces the good news. He announces it by fulfilling the promises he made hundreds of years before. He announces it by the arrival of the angels. And he announces it because he gave us, who were not there, eyewitness accounts of what really happened. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. You see, God didn't just announce the news and say, "There it is, let's leave it in the first century." He announces it, and then it is shared. And eventually it gets written down, not very many years after, in the book we call the Bible, so that we will have the eyewitness accounts of what happened that very first Christmas, so that we can trust that what the angels said, the shepherds saw, and what the shepherds saw convinced them that this really was God's Messiah come to earth, the Saviour, the Rescuer. That God had entered our world so that we could know what he is like and that he is interested in us. When Pfizer's announced the news of the first vaccine and then others followed, Do you know, I don't think in 2000 years that those announcements will still be around known. It will be a little bit of history, but it won't be like this announcement that is celebrated every year by billions of people. Why? Because they know that what God announces transforms the whole of our world. It transforms everything because it means God cares enough to enter our world so that we would know him and be in relationship with him. In the coming of the baby Jesus, in the announcement by the fulfilling of the promises that were made hundreds of years before, by the angels, by the eyewitnesses, you and I, in 2020, whatever the year has held, can hold on to the good news that God cares for us, wants a relationship with us, and entered our world to make that possible. Now, maybe today that you think, yeah, that's the good news I've known myself for a number of years. Well, today, rejoice. Today, come and adore Jesus. And not just today, but in the days and weeks ahead, put him at the center of your life. Enjoy your relationship with him. But perhaps you're thinking, I do need some good news, but I've never really clocked what this good news is. It doesn't feel like the good news you tell me it is, Anthony. I don't get it. Then why not give me a text, a ring or a text, or email me, and we'll begin to engage in a conversation, and we'll do a thing as time goes on called Christianity Explained. So just email me at vicar@parishofhermbay.org.uk, vicar@parishofhermbay.org.uk, or text or ring me on 075-996-08041, 075-996-08041. This announcement is like no other. Don't miss the real good news of this Christmas. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that you announced the birth of Jesus. Thank you that you did that by fulfilling promises made long ago. Thank you that you did it by the angels coming to the shepherds. Thank you that you did it by giving us the eyewitness accounts of what happened that first Christmas. May we grasp this good news, and may it be a cause of great joy for us. In Jesus' name, amen.